Hey, listeners, you're listening to I Watched That. Before we start, remember to follow us at I_watched_that on Instagram and Twitter. Check us out on Anchor, wherever you're listening to us now. Keep checking for us there. I know we've been gone for a bit. We got into it with what, 2 episodes for season 2, and then we were gone. There's a lot going on between COVID, other responsibilities, existential dread, loss of motivation, honestly, laying around, self-care. I'm not watching a lot of new stuff. Kyle knows this. I'm just like rewatching stuff. So how many times am I going to talk about The Office? I can talk about it 5 times. But today we're back to discuss the latest season of Succession, season 3. So this is super exciting. Lots of drama, lots of betrayal, unexpected betrayal. I thought this family couldn't get any worse or any more fucked up, but whoa.
Very true.
So wrong. Before we get into Kyle kind of recapping what was up in season 3, mm-hmm. I'll try to do my best to recap season 2, because this is like one of those shows that I don't know if younger people know, you have to wait every week for an episode to come out. Can't watch it all at once unless you want to wait like unless you want to wait like 9 weeks to watch the show. But
I can't do that.
No, I can sometimes. It depends. But season 2 of Succession. So season 1, what, you really meet the family, you see the dysfunction, how fucked up they are. Season 2, you really learn how fucked up they are. You learn about Tom's secret, that bombshell with like the cruise line, and I don't know, they were covering up sexual assault, and was it murder? There was no murder, was there?
No, I think it was mostly like sexual assault, like harassment, like
harassment. Yeah. And then kind of like, so Tom trying to hide that stuff, Greg or Craig, I can't remember his name now, using it as leverage. Kendall fed up with the family, but then again, you know, they all want their daddy to love them, so kind of sticking around. Yeah. Until their dad was like, yeah, Kendall, you just take the fall for everything bad happening. And then the end of season 2, him being like, no, fuck you, war is on. So that's all I can remember. And if you are like, no, I need more of a recap, it's your fault. Go watch the show. So Kyle, give us a quick recap of season 3. We're going to try to not spoil too much. So we might be like, ooh, biggest shock was when this person did something very bad. If you want, like, we might have to put a spoiler warning if something is like, you know, we don't know if it's a spoiler or not. Is it a major one? We won't give major ones, but if it's like a small one, we'll put a spoiler warning.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, so Kyle, Succession season 3.
So yeah, season 3 starts off with what you just said, Ken basically starting a war with his own father, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was because, yeah, he was going to take the fall. Logan was going to take... wanted Ken to take the fall for basically all the bad stuff that the company did, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then it was at a press conference, and then bam, you least expect it. He just like tells everyone how terrible his father is and that what he was gonna do. And then boom, like that's basically where season 3 starts, you know, like Logan's furious, obviously. The way he talks about Ken is amazing. He's just saying, like, calling him a traitor, like the worst kind of things, you know what Logan does.
Yeah.
But yeah, really no one, I would say no one's really on his side this entire season. Without giving any spoilers, I would say for the most time it's really just him.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's basically where it starts. It starts with Ken kind of like forming his own team. Logan forming his own team, which is mostly just the other, which is just Shiv and like everyone else basically except Ken. But yeah, it's a wild ride, Fran. It for sure is. I don't know for you, but it's definitely my favorite season so far.
Yeah, I think so.
Right? It's just like the show keeps on getting better and better, which is honestly great because it reminds me of Breaking Bad, which is like one of my favorite shows.
Oh, so I'm
like really happy about that, because like I feel like a show could, like a really well-written great show is only when it gets it when it like a great one is when it gets better over time, you know, because then it's also just much more memorable And it also gets people to watch it too. Because then when a show gets not as, maybe not worse, but not as good, it drops off and people just, they don't watch it as much anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
And especially with the show, I think, I don't think I ever really gave what the, like how much seasons you're gonna do, but I think it's only gonna be like a few more. Like I think maybe 4 and 5 and that's it. I mean, I think that's what they said from what I remember. I know they're not doing that much.
Yeah.
Yeah, they never stated a full number. Because they usually never do.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they said they weren't going to do like tons of seasons, which honestly, by the end of the season, when you do watch it, I can't imagine them doing like, I'm curious how they're going to even do the next one, to be honest with you. But yeah, so yeah, that's basically the way the season 3 starts. So let's get off like with our favorite character arc, development of the character. Do you want to go first, Fran, or?
Yeah, of course. It was like difficult for this one because like you mm-hmm. really see a lot of characters grow more and turn into different people. Absolutely. Like, I mean, you have the usual, right? Like, so mm-hmm. you have, like you said, Kendall has his team, Logan has his, but as always, Connor's kind of out of the picture, but he's in it a lot more. But like
he
not
is.
But
he
like is. Roman and Shiv just go wherever they think they have a chance at gaining power. They don't really care mm. about their father. They don't really care mm. about Kendall, but it's like when they think Kendall has some leverage, they go to him. When they know their dad has more leverage, they go to him. So with them, nothing. Well, I don't know. See, Roman, favorite character arc, like development. It's like Tom a little bit.
Yeah. Because very interesting things. Yeah.
Like, he's pretty much the same for the beginning up until I'm pretty sure the last episode where it takes a big turn and you're like, whoa, I did not see that. But then seeing how he's treated by Shiv.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Cause like mm-hmm. spoiler warning. Cause if you've watched season 2, you know that it was like Tom was in charge of whatever department was coming under fire for the harassment.
Mm-hmm.
So mm-hmm. they were all like, oh my God, is he going to go to jail? And Shiv did not care at all that her husband might go to jail.
Not even like one bit, like the entire season, like he might go to jail and she's not remotely worried. Doesn't even care. Doesn't even pretend to care. It's like very odd.
And then when, spoiler warning, I don't know, like it's not that big. I don't think I'll ruin the show if you know this is happening, but, or that this happened when they're like getting a little freaky and they do that weird role play. And then she basically tells him she doesn't care about him and she's too good for him and he's worthless. And he's like, doesn't know. I mean, he knows she meant it. It was not part of their role play.
Everyone knows she meant it.
So then like at the end, when like Tom takes this big step that you wouldn't expect his character to take, it's like, whoa, okay. Did not see that coming. Looking forward to him in season 4. Roman too. It's more I think it's more in the last episode where they all take a different turn.
Yeah, I think you're right about Tom though. I think you don't see it coming because he doesn't get his development till the end. Like you don't really see it till the result is in the end of the season.
Literally the last 5 minutes.
That's why we're so surprised. But like in reality, I feel like when you do watch it. I feel like we shouldn't have been surprised. I think it makes the most sense out of everyone. But yeah, no, it's one of my most favorite moments when you do, like, because I was obviously surprised. You were too, Fran, when they do show what happens near the end. And I was like, wow, okay.
Right? And it was literally like the last 5 minutes, maybe the last
minute. Yeah. Yeah. Oh my God. The last couple of minutes of this season is, it's so good. I loved it. So unexpected too, because I'm really going into the finale, I was like, how are they gonna end the season? Like I'm curious like what they're gonna do. It has to be something like big and like actually monumental, because they always do this every season, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Especially season 2.
Yeah,
and
they
did it and it was absolutely amazing. They really toss up the premise of the show, to be honest, like with mm-hmm. the finale. So I'm really excited to see what's going on, and hopefully we don't have to wait 2 years. Hopefully we can see it this year.
I know, but I don't know, man, with Omicron we might have to wait. And then like I said, like Roman, I like how he developed, because again though with him,
yeah,
he kind of was like a lot worse at the beginning, like a lot worse than I've ever seen him. But then in the last episode, he's really just like, you just see that these three kids just want their fucking dad to love them. That's all they want at the end of the day.
Yeah.
And he just cares about money. He doesn't give a shit about his kids.
Yeah. What I think I realized is that I remember I saw this interview with, I think Brian Cox is his name. He plays Logan Roy. I remember the host was like, so does Logan love his kids?
Yeah.
Just like a very simple question. Most any father would see like they would, right? But you're not really sure watching the show because he treats them terribly.
Yeah.
And he said yes. He was like, yes, I think Logan does love his kids. And I think he does, but he has this twisted way of showing it and making them, you know how like normal people like respect and like love an individual based on the values of what they do?
Yeah.
He doesn't do that. He doesn't care about those things. He cares about how a person can do business in the best way, which is sometimes being the worst person, right?
He wants them to work for his love, basically.
That's exactly it, Fran. And it's so twisted, it's so messed up. And that's basically what it is. And I feel like every time they have disappointed him in that way, because mostly because it's impossible to live up to that, right? Because first off, I don't think they're all actually bad people. They're not good people, right? But they're not like an actual possibly evil person like Logan is.
No, like you see, like at the birthday party when like Roman, spoiler, kind of not really, is acting like a huge douchebag to Kendall, and she was like, "Come on, what the fuck's your problem? What are you doing?"
Yeah, he does something really mean to him.
And then at the end, when like Roman's crying like a little bitch baby because, like I said, he just wants his dad to love him.
Oh,
right. Yes. So like they all, and then Kendall, he's emotional, and I feel bad for him because he seems like he's the only one who'll speak out and be like, hey, what you did's really fucked up and you really hurt me. And they're like, oh no, you're just on drugs again, shut up.
So like, yeah, let me see how they shut him off. Like, oh yeah, it was interesting about Kenneth is like, he's the oldest of the three, but I feel like he's the youngest.
well hey, we keep forgetting about Connor.
Okay, Connor is, see, that's the thing. There is even a scene where, like, because where I was, because technically speaking, Kent is the eldest of the three, right? And there's this conversation between the four of them where he's saying he's the eldest. And then Connor's like, no, I'm the eldest. I'm older. I'm the eldest son of Logan, which is true. He is. Both also, don't be proud of it. Don't be proud of that you're the eldest.
I know, and it's like, because when you start the show, he's kind of like secluded himself from the family. He doesn't want anything to do with them. He was more like, I think, like, I don't want to say a hippie, but more of like, I don't know, he seemed like what, an environmentalist kind of a guy, like didn't want to get into the politics, but then when he knew he could get money, he wants to run for president. Like, he's really fucking weird.
But I don't think it's for money. I think it's just for be like, look what I'm doing, Dad. Like that's what it feels like.
that's what the whole series feels like.
Look at me, Dad. Look. Yeah, but, that's pretty much what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. Cause that's just it. At the end of the day, it's like, Dad, look what I did. Look. And him just being like, oh. Fuck off.
Yeah. It's actually literally what he says too.
But Kyle, you didn't say, like, what's your favorite character arc? Or...
So what's yours exactly? You said, like, a lot of characters.
I said, like, Tom, Roman, yeah, Tom, Connor. Right, Tom. Yeah, Tom.
Okay. I think my favorite, for sure, is Ken.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I know you love your team, Kendall.
Honestly, who isn't? He's amazing. Because I just feel so bad for him.
I know.
He truly is, like, because it's not just like he's also a victim of Logan, he's also a victim like of himself, like, you know, he was a drug addict and all that stuff, which he kind of does some, does he do some this season? I think he did.
No.
Is he not?
No, I think he was just drinking a lot.
Oh yeah, he was just drinking, sorry. But he kind of does backslide into a sort of addiction, just not the same.
Yeah.
But yeah, he's a victim of his own addictions for sure. But yeah, I know he's my favorite. I can't really say, obviously, the ending, but that's mostly why he's here, because his his arc and his development really comes till the end, like most of the characters, but it's like, honestly, Mike, the finale is so good. Definitely probably my favorite episode. But he really like, it's honestly just like throughout the whole season, it's just kind of sad because you can see something's clearly wrong with him mentally, right?
Yeah.
And he's struggling with it, but no one's helping him.
No, and like his team just enabled him.
Yes, and his team definitely enabled him. They just they were yesing, saying everything to him, right? And it's
not true. But I think like when he realized that maybe he was like not in a good headspace was, again, I don't know, I'm probably just saying spoiler alert for things that don't even matter, but spoiler alert, when it was his birthday and his wife was like, oh, did you get the kid's birthday present? And he went fucking like ballistic because he couldn't find it.
That was wild. Yeah, that's okay. It's a minor, you can say minor spoiler.
Yeah, like minor spoiler. And it was just like, then you could see he was like, what the hell have I become? I'm like not even caring about the gift my kid made me. I can't even find it.
Yeah, children. Like, yeah, because it's like he does this. Yeah, that's actually one of my favorite episodes because that's when like his sadness and like you feeling bad for Ken goes all like into one episode, because like he throws this big birthday party for himself, but it's just like so big, and he's like this room filled with gifts that are people from he doesn't even know.
Yeah, I know, right?
And the gifts that he does get from his loved ones, he can't find one literally from his children, like you said. And then like I forget what the stuff he got from his own siblings, but they weren't good from what I remember. Wasn't it like literally like, yo, sell your shares to the company, or sell your shares of the company?
Yeah.
Wasn't it something like that? I was like,
yeah. Oh my God. And that was when Roman was on Logan's like radar, because Logan uses both Roman and Shiv.
Oh yeah.
Because he knows Kendall is now at the point where I don't think he would bend for him.
Also, he doesn't trust him.
Exactly. So then he has like Shiv and Roman, who are both incredibly power hungry and who incredibly just want their father's, like they just crave his attention and love, and they want a pat on the back from him. So he knows they can get them to do whatever he wants.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Dysfunctional family. Let me tell you.
Yes, the most dysfunctional family ever in television ever.
I think you're right. I'm gonna have to sit with that for the rest of this episode, but I think you're right. It might be.
I think I am, because it's like like honestly, like I've seen a lot of shows and I'm marveled by how the way they treat each other. It's like truly bad. Even oh my God, well, actually, before I get to that, though, but I'm saying my favorite is definitely Ken, because of last episode, he goes through some amazing developments. My favorite, one of my most favorite arcs, because it's really sad, but then it does become hopeful at the end, actually.
Yeah.
For him. I would say Ken first, definitely Tom second. Mm-hmm. Those are like the MVPs of the season. And then I would definitely say probably Roman / Shiv third. Mostly Roman though, because like he is an absolute asshole for the entire season.
Oh yeah.
My favorite article that I read was something like, Roman was a jerk, but now he's like an interesting multifaceted jerk or something. You understand why he's a jerk, and he's not just a jerk because of it, you know. Mm-hmm. Like we know why he's like that. It's just because, you know, it's because he's trying to be like, yo, look what I can do, you know, like. Also, oh my God, there's this one scene, I can't spoil it obviously because it's too good to spoil, but I think you know what I'm talking about, where he accidentally reveals something to someone. And
oh my God,
truly this face, you know, truly one of the most amazing acting I've ever seen ever, because like it's all in his face. What's his name again? Kieran Culkin.
Kieran.
He is so good at that scene, because it's also very cringy, because we're like, oh my God, that just happened. Comes up near the end of the season, which I think where most of his development, and that's actually where that scene's particularly where it starts to, Roman starts to get better, because he starts to realize that he will never, no one can ever live up to Logan the way Logan thinks of himself, and the way he thinks that his children like, you know, that he wants his children to live up to. It's impossible. It's yeah. actually impossible. And I think that's when he realizes it, that his dad will never be on his side. Well, he will only be on his side if he's on, like, literally Logan's side. Like, absolutely no doubt, just like with him no matter what he does, right? And that's yeah. a terrible way to also just to be a father and son, but also just to be in business, I feel, because you have to have like a, you know, like at least somewhat of a like a like a negotiation, a compromise, you
know? Yeah, yeah.
But with Logan, it's never that. Like, no, Logan no. never negotiates or compromises. I feel like really with anyone, he even tried to do it this season with certain people, and I feel like he honestly can't. I think it's like generally hard for him to, because he was so successful in his entire life that he probably never had to do that,
honestly. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, those are like my definitely favorite characters. I forget where I was gonna go on from that. I'm trying to remember.
Well, the next like talking point is like our biggest shock of the season.
Yeah, yeah. Okay,
so
yeah, yeah,
yeah. I feel like that's going to go probably hand in hand with some character development stuff we just spoke about, but like,
yeah, you go first though, Fran, for sure.
Oh, well, man, again,
sorry.
I guess my biggest shock is like Tom and Greg.
Oh, absolutely. What they do at the end. Yes.
Yeah. Cause I forgot to mention that, like, cause I don't think it's like my favorite character development, but Craig turns into a dick, man. Like, what the hell? I was
he's becoming a Roy.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it's all his fucking grandfather's fault, because as soon as his grandfather said what, like, he realized like something about the inheritance, right? Oh, yeah. Greg, sorry, spoiler, I don't know.
Nah, it's fine. That's yeah, not that like, much of a spoiler. Minor spoiler. Yeah, go on though, Fran.
When he realized that like he yeah. didn't have that safety net of money now, he just became a money hungry son of a bitch, I swear to God.
Yeah, you're right, Fran. Yeah, that's definitely, I think that's definitely like the instigator of why he becomes an asshole, because of that.
Yeah, plus then you have Tom, who's not the best person to probably hang around, because the guy is clearly unstable. I don't think.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. And I'm kind of like, I don't know, man, something. I mean, I guess I don't blame him if you're married to Shiv and in that family, and that family doesn't pay you any attention, and you know your wife kind of hates you, and she's just married to you to get married and whatever, because for some yeah. women, for some reason, women can't be stable unless they're married. So I don't understand. But yeah. So I guess for me, my biggest shock would be like what like Tom and then Craig, like, because they were all always kind of like buddy buddy, but I think like Craig or Greg, I can't remember already.
It's Greg.
Greg.
Yeah.
Okay. Greg, like, I think he was mostly scared of Tom, so he just went along with him. Oh, but now yeah, it's like yeah. now they're like actually friends or whatever.
They're like this weird, like this weird bromance. I can't describe it.
I know, very unlikely, because like that's Stockholm syndrome for Greg.
Very yeah, very unstable, very toxic romance. If there ever was one. Yeah, because like definitely at first he was definitely scared of him. I think still scared in some ways. There's this one scene where like Tom, like he something great happens, but he's not really telling Greg, and he comes into his own office and just like goes absolutely wild, and like it's one of my most favorite scenes, because like Greg's face is just like so petrified and scared.
I know.
Oh my god, it was so funny. I was like, poor dude, man, like that sucks. Yeah, but yeah, they have, I feel like they always had like a partnership,
yeah,
kind of, but now it's like an actual partnership at the end, like straight up, like they're in, you know.
Yeah,
they're in with one another, so that's interesting. I feel like it's like, yeah, you'll yeah, I don't want to spoil too much, but yeah, definitely that though. That's the biggest shock, obviously.
Like, what about for you?
I think that is my biggest shock, honestly, like same. Yeah. Like, for everyone it has to be. But like, I think there's this other shock. Won't say the episode because that's too specific, but it's like near the end. It's at the very end. And nothing like really, really happens to this character, but you see how bad he's doing, you know, because they keep it vague on if he meant to do this thing, if he did, you know what I'm talking about, right, Fran?
No.
Oh, okay. Should I just say the number, the episode number?
Nah, it's okay. You can tell me after we're done.
Okay. But yeah, like, you're not really sure if this character was doing this on purpose or not, and they keep it vague, and it's quite sad, but it does make you realize what type of headspace that character's in, which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's probably my second biggest shock, even though it didn't come to fruition, it didn't really actually happen, but just the fact that it kind of almost did. Oh, you know what my other biggest shock is? It honestly might be my second. It's that's what I wanted to talk about. It was the mother.
They have, oh yeah, yeah.
Because actually, no, I won't say why the mother's in a good amount of it near the end. Because that's also kind of a spoiler, even though it's minor. I don't know, should I say it, Fran?
I mean, like, yeah.
Is it okay to say? Or
yeah, just like spoiler, yeah. Like most of the, like, I think half of the season is in Italy or wherever.
Yeah, because minor spoiler though, but yeah, yeah, it's just the mom is getting remarried. Rome's weird about it.
Yeah, like, he's really freaking weird. And then for some reason, the mother is accommodating the shit out of Logan, even to the point that she's excluding Kendall.
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. Yeah, so this is minor spoilers if you don't really want to, like, listen to all of it. It's just, yeah, basically, she's worse than I thought, and it feels like not because she's actually a bad person, but she's passive. And I think that's why mostly, which happens, you know, it happens sometimes, but where the one parent is the hurt, you know, like the bully, and then the other parent actually isn't a bully, but it's passive and letting it be.
Yeah.
And like, that's clearly what happened with all three of them.
Clearly.
Or maybe Connor too. I don't really know, because that's not the mother.
Yeah.
I don't think we don't ever meet the mother.
I didn't know, right? Connor didn't come from the same, like, mother until this season.
I knew because of the age difference.
And, yeah, that makes sense.
They mention it very few times, but they have, though. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, I'm not sure what happens to that mother. I'm assuming maybe she's gone.
Yeah, because we don't hear about her, so maybe she passed away.
Yeah.
But I totally get what you mean about the mom, but it also just shows how money just controls people.
Yeah.
Like, she would rather not lose whatever, like, money she gets from Logan, that she would, like, basically exclude her son from her wedding. Like, he's there, but he's there, but he can't be part of it or whatever.
Firstborn son, literally her own grandchildren are there, kind of excluding them too in a way. Like, it's so messed up.
And then and Logan knows he can get away with it because he knows that he's the source of everyone's income.
Yeah. And so no one can really say no to him. It's like impossible. Because they're scared.
Yep. I'd be scared. Man, if I was in a meeting with him and he told me to fuck off, I'd probably cry and quit my job.
Yeah. It's like saying no to the devil.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like the mom just behaving terribly. And there's this one part I won't say because it's like too upsetting.
Oh yeah, with
her certain character. Yeah, there's this amazing scene between the both of them. They're very, so well acted. But truly, like, she says something so bad.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the thing. I'm in awe of the show just when people say terrible things to one another. Because she says something like probably the worst thing you can say to your own child. And she does it, you know, right in front of her. At her, like, ceremony right before her wedding. It's just like, but I don't know. I don't know how she could say something like that to her own daughter. I was like, truly, like, I was like, wow, she's actually a bad mother. Like,
That's why she could say what she said, right? Because I don't think she has a connection to her children at all.
No.
And then, you know what? There's
There's
that, like, you hear her say a little bit, like, oh, well, you guys dropped me. You do everything for your dad. Well, you know what, honey? So do you. He's not even your husband anymore. And you chose him over your fucking kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, right? Like, she's such a hypocrite. Like, that's actually so true, Fran. She literally was saying all that stuff, yet she's doing the same thing, even though she's not even married with this person.
It's because money. She has a very nice, luxurious life that she could rent out, a whole fucking villa to get married in Italy with her ex-husband's money.
Yeah, which is so weird, by the way.
Man.
But I think it's because Also, just because that's just like the mixing, that's the way they when they divorce, they agreed on whatever.
All that yeah. Stuff.
I'm assuming, yeah. I'm assuming, you know, Loki got the best deal.
Of course.
But yeah, that's definitely my biggest. Those are like my three biggest shocks. Yeah, absolutely. Any other shocks that maybe we didn't discuss yet that you wanted to say?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I think that's really it. Those are like the three big things. I'll let you know what the other one is.
Yeah, let me know after.
Yeah.
Ooh, I did like seeing Adrian Brody in the show. I like him as an actor. He's a great actor.
Oh yeah, that was fun. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh my God, we should talk about some of the guest stars.
There's Adrian Brody. Skarsgård.
Skarsgård. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. They're really good. They're like, they play these like big players of like other companies. And they have two big episodes. I think Adrian Brody's only in the one episode, if I remember.
Yeah, right? And then Alexander Skarsgård's in like two or three? Two.
About two or three. He's near the end. But both have like a big episode where they're just doing negotiations. Obviously it doesn't end well because Logan sucks at negotiating, like I said.
Yeah, because like even though he's sharp sometimes, and you know this from the first season, I don't think he's all there. I don't think he's doing well.
No, I think maybe when he was younger, he could probably make his negotiations much better. But I feel like he's so done with life and so done with everything and so done with this company. And maybe you'll see maybe when you watch the season that he kind of doesn't want to try. He's not trying his best. And I feel like he can't, because it's his like mental, like it's like the way he is like mentally, but also his health, because his health is not well. There's certain parts in every season, but in this one there's some parts where he's like obviously behaving absolutely wild, and there's certain things that they kind of, that's the thing, you're not really sure what's wrong with him.
Yeah,
they never really say.
All I'm gonna say, for those who watched it, you will understand. For those who haven't and you're listening because you're like, hey, let's hear it, should I watch it? Dead cat under the chair, that's all I'm gonna say.
What?
That one episode, that's all I'm gonna say. I'm not gonna say what context. It was either the dead cat under the chair or it was a live cat under the chair. That's all I'm gonna say.
You have to explain this to me after.
I will have to explain it to you after, but if you watched it, you know. If you haven't, you're gonna want to watch it now so you know what the hell I'm talking about.
Yeah, but
his health, I think, even though in the first season he literally had a brain aneurysm, his health in this one is, I think, the worst.
Yeah, because it's scary, because no one knows what's wrong with him, and I'm pretty sure one person does. Him and someone else, his assistant, clearly she knows what's up, because it seems like she knows what's up. Like, actually, oh my God, towards the end of the season, this obviously doesn't happen, but like, the three siblings are like, something's getting like, they don't know what's happening, something's happening, and I thought, like, straight up, I'm like, oh my God, Logan's dead. I was like, Logan's dead or something, or like, did you think the same thing, Fran? Like,
yes.
I thought there was something wrong with them, like, health-wise and something like that. But, that obviously doesn't happen. His health is truly bad in this. There's a certain episode where it gets really bad and you don't know why. There's a lot of characters where their health is doing bad mentally and physically and you don't know what's wrong with them.
So let's just recap. We did a recap of season 2 and 3. Favorite character development, for character arc, biggest shock. Last, Kyle, you go, I'll let you answer first. Like, what are your hopes and wants for season 4?
You know what? I think my hopes and wants, without spoiling stuff, obviously, is that I hope we get more of Tom.
Like, yeah,
really focused as almost kind of a main character in a way.
Mm-hmm.
and Greg, like, I want to see more of that partnership. I want to see how it blossoms.
Yeah,
I'm curious. I think I also want to see, because there's throughout this whole season, it's all on most of the show, it's a lot of like them not really dealing with their problems, like their problems with themselves. And I feel like mm-hmm. the finale is the one episode where it really does. You know what I mean? Like, it's really an episode where certain characters like actually talk to one another about what they're going through and all that stuff. And I really want to like first get to know what's happening with Logan, because I don't know. I need to know what's happening with him, because like I think it's dementia.
Yeah.
Because the way he talks is like that. I think it's some sort of early form of dementia. Like he doesn't have it yet. I don't think it's too early because he literally is 80. So that's usually when they get it anyways. But he definitely has some form of dementia. I don't know what it is though.
Mm-hmm.
And I really want to get into that and see what could that be. Because that could be very interesting dramatically, I feel, right? Because that's like one of the worst things anyone can go through, the person and the children.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm just curious how would the children react, especially since something really bad has happened to them. And I'm curious if they would even care about that, or like, I don't know, I'm just interested dramatically, how would they deal with that if he actually does have dementia, and if he's actually kind of like, his health is actually failing to the point where he might not be able to live. Like, I'm curious, like, how would they deal with that, honestly? Because I would like to see really how the children feel about their father. And I feel like them doing that would truly show with how they actually feel about their father.
Of course. Yeah.
It'd be very interesting.
I honestly think they just love him, and they just, no matter what, it's like that Stockholm syndrome. They just want to be loved by him.
Which I get, like, it's, you know,
it's your dad, you know?
It's their dad, and also it's the only parent really in their life, because I feel like the mom really hasn't been in their life all that much.
No.
Especially since it seems like after the divorce, she really just like
took the money and left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, basically. Like literally is living in another country.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But that's one of my biggest like hopes, wants is really that. I'm 10 episodes next season, by the way, not 9.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be nice.
Keep it to 10, like 10 better. I don't know. Like, I don't know. Honestly, like, that's all I can think of. Like, this show really surprises me, and I don't really expect stuff for, like, the next seasons. I really just, like, let it come to me, and whatever happens, happens.
Yeah.
But I would like to see more of, like, Tom, more of Greg. I would like to see maybe a little bit more of, like, Ken's family. I think that would be good for him. Maybe he should like, I think that'd be kind of interesting to show that, maybe show him with his family more. He obviously needs that, and because I feel like he's very lonely, and I feel like maybe he should really, he has literally has his own family, even though it's obviously not like fully over, because him and his wife are they divorced? I think they're divorced, right?
Yeah, or separated or something. Or
separated. Yeah, either way, they're not together. But you know, he still has 2 children.
Yeah.
Also the only one with children. So
right. Oh my god.
But I guess those are like my biggest hopes. It's just like, yeah, like more Greg, more Tom, obviously. More of like his health condition and for Logan, I want to see and see how that affects the children. And obviously more Ken, because I love him. He's the best. Yeah, what's your hopes and wants, Fran?
Well, obviously, I would like to see, and I guess that would be the last season, so I don't know if that's going to happen next season, or if they're doing 5 the season after. Mm-hmm. I'd like to finally see one side just, like, win or succeed. I just want to, like, how long can this battle go on for? I need it either to be Logan or the kids. Like, who's taking it all?
We'll see.
You know,
my bet, Fran, to meet Tom. I think honestly, somehow he's gonna like be at the top. Honestly,
I know, because he just gets all this confidence and all this guts all of a sudden. It's very interesting.
Yeah, I think Tom might win. Like, should be on the throne.
I know, right? It's not the kids. It's not Logan. It's Tom and Greg.
Oh my god, a cute couple.
Like, totally out of left field. No one would expect it.
Doesn't, oh my god, doesn't like, the minor spoiler, but doesn't like Tom say something like, that there's a story of like this guy leaving his wife for this guy or something.
Like, yeah, it's like this, it's this Roman Roman or Greek mythology.
Yeah, and he's like,
because he was worried about going to jail, and he was just like, oh yeah, I guess minor spoiler. They're having a conversation, and he's like, you know, because like in the story, this guy, this king or something, I don't know,
kills
his wife, and then is so depressed that he killed his wife, he finds like a guy that looks exactly like his wife, castrates him, and then pretends it's his wife and marries him.
Yeah. Yeah, and he's like, I'll castrate you, Tom. I was like, oh my God, what the
fuck? I know. I don't know what's going on there. I ship it, you know. I think that would be cute. It would be interesting because, I mean, we all saw it coming. It's not like it would be strange. Like, oh my God, no one saw that coming. I'd see it coming.
That was so strange. I don't know what's wrong with them either. More into Tom's health too. I want to see what's up with him.
Maybe he needs some sort therapy. Of
syndrome, obviously, that he got from his ship or something.
He needs therapy because he's very unhinged. He's so aggressive and like manic. I don't know what you call him. I don't know. But
I think it is manic. The way he acts is really wild, honestly, especially to Greg. And I feel like he only acts that way to Greg if he lets it out. At Greg and no one else.
Yeah, because he has to have this act for Shiv and the family, but Greg is like the poor bastard who has to endure it all.
True, yeah, yeah. Because like if he acted that way in front of what, like Logan? Oh my God, can you imagine? No way. No. He would not respect him at all or even treat him.
No.
Well, yeah.
But and I know you're gonna laugh at this, but my other hope and want, but judging by the season finale, I don't think it'll happen, but I want more Jerry and Roman.
Oh my God. Oh, I know. I'm sorry about that. You did not get that this season, did you?
I didn't.
She shut him down.
She really just literally said business first. Fuck you, Roman.
Yeah, literally. Roman was like, you know, like, we can like do something. Like there's a bed there. I'm like, oh my God. And then Roman, and then Jerry just like shuts him to the ground. And I kind of respect it though. Like I admire it, you know.
Plot twist, Jerry takes everything. Who knows? Honestly.
If it's Jerry, oh my God. That'd be insane, honestly. Like I can't even like wow.
No, right? Jerry. Right? Well, that was I think that was a good discussion. Succession.
Yeah. Yeah.
Season 3. Watch it if you haven't, and if you've watched it, I don't know, DM us, tweet us, tell us what you think about what we said. Do you agree? Do you disagree? Did we spoil too much? I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. They're all minor spoilers, so it shouldn't ruin your viewing.
Yeah. Should we talk about the next one we're gonna do? Or
yeah. Well, we're gonna try to get back into a normal schedule routine.
Yeah. So
next one should be Insecure, last season. Yes,
final season. Absolutely stellar season.
Just wraps up the whole show beautifully. Issa Rae is amazing.
Perfect. Oh my God, Issa Rae is a queen.
Yes. She is. Oh, I just love what she's doing with television.
She's really good. Everything. She is. I know. I hope she makes something new too, because I would love to. Like, the only thing I know she's next, and she is in the new Spider-Man movie, the animated one. So that's very exciting. She plays Spider-Woman. So it's like so cool.
Awesome.
And I think that's brilliant because she's so funny. So like, oh my God. And I cannot wait for that. But yeah, I think the way she writes is so honest.
Yeah.
And so relatable. And even just like the way like there's a lot of like very like cool type of things they do in season, just like in terms of like scenography and like the way, like, even the cold opens are just too good.
Yeah, yeah. So that's, yes, next time, Insecure. After that, should be Ted Lasso, and we'll have a special guest on to talk about it with us. So stay tuned for those details. Want to take us out, Kyle?
Yeah, and also, after that, we'll probably do, finally, Marvel stuff, Phase 4. We'll start with the first three shows that came out and then go on from that. But yeah, we'll try to do maybe like a couple of episodes for everything that came out in the prior year.
Yeah.
Which would be like all the Disney Plus shows, even the animated one, and all the movies that came out theatrically. Including, of course, the biggest hit ever, Spider-Man No Way Home. which Fred has yet to see.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to go into the movie theater, so it might be while before we go.
It's okay. Talk about it's okay. You'll see it in a month. Don't worry about it.
I hope so. Man.
But yeah, let's get out of here.
Yeah, Kyle, you go ahead.
Okay, so that was our little discussion on Succession season 3. I mean, little, like a good amount. It's been 50 minutes. So next episode, we'll be discussing HBO's Insecure. We've got a lot of new episodes coming to you. So hang on, they're coming soon. Thank you for listening. And don't forget to follow our socials. I watched that underscored on Instagram and Twitter. Catch you next time.